Welcome to the first week edition of High School Football on WPPA Sports Saturday. It's been a while since we've got to talk wholeheartedly about Coal Region football here on a Saturday morning, but we have an exciting show stocked up for you. But first, let's thank our financial benefactors, none bigger than CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville. Their new location along the Port Carbon-St. Clair Highway. And of course, you can always find them open at caclfcu.org. Voted the number one lending institution for the past 6 years. Why? Because you won't find a better...
I'm back. Fiduciary.
Relationship anywhere. You are back, Mr. Fiduciary.
The bromance continues.
We also have to thank Gears Dairy, Schuylkill County's oldest full-service family-owned dairy along the Tumbling Run Road here in Pottsville. Of course, summer's for sipping. You might have thought it ended at Labor Day, but some folks say it ends September 22nd. Sip on, Schuylkill County, that new raspberry iced tea in diet and regular. And also the full line of dairy products from whole milk to skim milk and the award-winning chocolate milk. Don't forget all those fruit drink combinations, not just the iced tea products, but also your orange drink and lemonade. And we also have to thank a new sponsor on the program, Phoenix Physical Therapy, where you can rise up with five locations in Pottsville, Orangsburg, Frackville, Pine Grove, and Gratz. Check them out at PhoenixPhysicalTherapy.com. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Chaz. It's been a while, buddy. Last time we actually got together for a broadcast was during the basketball playoffs last year when the Nativity girls had won and advanced. And
you know,
that
was it. I was a little surprised, though, JP. You dressed up for the occasion last night. I felt like I was a fish out of water, so to speak, because you had your khaki pants on, your tucked-in polo. I mean, you were dressed to the nines last night. And I appreciate our bromance getting back on. And I was just wondering where the chocolates were.
Well, hey, it was... They had brand-new turf at Schuylkill Haven. I had to dress up for the occasion.
I got you. The tie was optional last night. You took the out on that one. But anyway, let's take a quick rundown of the scores from last night. Of course, the Dr. Ed Benishoun is on assignment today. Nativity hits the shot heard around the Schuylkill County area. Last night, the bell now cracked like the Liberty Bell in St. Clair after the green wave down the Pottsville Crimson Tide 31-21. Blue Mountain shut out Schuylkill Haven 35-0. North Schuylkill a 50-21 win over Mahnoy area. Tamaqua took it to Shenandoah Valley 49-7. Jim Thorpe shut out Marion and Stan DeCosti's return 43-0. Lee Heighton laced Panther Valley 40-12. Notre Dame of Green Pond win a tight one over Pine Grove. Yes, a 16-point margin of victory. However, it was neck and neck throughout the whole night. A 36-20 final there. Jersey Shore top Shamokin 41-7. Crestwood trimmed Hazleton 18-10. And that's what happened locally in our area last night. And well, John, I guess we should start recapping these. Before we do that, though, we will have Nativity BVM head coach Pat Mason on the program this morning around 9:30, and we'll also talk to one Walter Hall from North Schuylkill this morning on the show as well. So a busy morning to get to.
Yeah, 100 big ones for Wally. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to our good friend Wally Hall. But you know, Chaz, we were talking off air, and I love to say take the names out of it, but should anybody be shocked that two veteran teams last night beat two teams that are basically rebuilding? And most times people would say, well, that's not a surprise. Well, it may not have been a surprise with the Blue Mountain game, but as you said, for Nativity to knock off Pottsville was a biggie. I said fireworks on Lawton's Hill last night, the bell ringing over there in St. Clair. It is huge, not only for Nativity, but for the region, because it speaks to what the Schuylkill League did in making sure these teams all had eight games. Despite what everybody thought were going to be these terrible matchups, the league did a great job. Hats off to Steve Toth and his guys.
Indeed. And I mean, if anybody didn't recognize it, week one was all about location, location, location. I mean, realtors would have been happy with the way they sold week one of the Schuylkill League schedule because you were playing teams from your immediate area. You know, if you would have looked, I mean, it would have been, you know, Minersville and Tri-Valley had each school been able to go last night. That's been a perennial rivalry for years that kind of disappeared and would dance onto the schedule every once in a while. Because those two teams have some history. They have some cooperative sports programs together. Everybody was going to be paired up in week one, kind of with their backyard rival. Everybody said, well, why didn't North Schuylkill play this one or that one? Mono Area School District comes into the North Schuylkill School District at the top of Frackville. So they're border rivals. You had Wally Hall going back to face a coach that he brought onto his staff when he was at Mono Area. So it was old Lion, young Lion last night there. You know, maybe Tamaqua Shenandoah Valley was bringing back one of those old rock and roll, and I mean rock and then tumble and roll, between Tamaqua and Shenandoah Valley. So, you know, that was the way it was set up. It was to try and localize week one to keep teams close.
Yeah, and bragging rights for your area, man. I got to tell you what. And we talked about this all the time in the Schuylkill League and in any of these leagues. That's the big deal when you're playing against kids that you see in your regular day life, all summer long, wherever you go in baseball and other sports. That's what it's all about. And we saw some of those great rivalries last night and some big wins.
Yeah.
For programs and some stuttering beginnings for teams that are trying to rebuild. But there's a lot of teams like that this year.
You and I happened to be at Rotary Field last night. The new surface opened officially. Lehigh Valley Health Network and Schuylkill Haven High School and School District partnering together to bring a new playing surface. Beautiful. Thank you for the hash marks down the center of the field this time, as it made life a little bit easier last night. But Blue Mountain, John, I mean, let's be honest. We talked about it. It was four big plays in the first half that separated the two teams. You know, they were playing quite well for a while. We saw some penalties start to really dampen the second quarter. But, you know, those four big plays by some big players.
Oh,
and I
six,
mean,
6'5", 6'7".
Yeah. So, I mean, Schuylkill Haven in that first half, I thought, hung pretty tough if it wasn't for four big plays.
That's correct. And when we did the wrap-up of the game, I had mentioned it. The longest drive Blue Mountain had was eight plays for that touchdown. The other four touchdowns took a total of eight plays. And they were long distance. And I have to tell you, I don't know if he's the dean of students at Blue Mountain, but I got to tell you, Jack Dean was in charge last night from the get-go, throwing a great ball, great receivers. But when you look at it, and Corey admitted it today, they had to go to throwing the ball a little bit because that Schuylkill Haven defense was doing such a great job against the rush. They didn't give up 100 yards on the ground last night, the Hurricanes, against the very veteran Blue Mountain team. Mm-hmm. So there are good things that came out of it for Schuylkill Haven, but for Blue to come out and throw for that many yards and then go back to their running game and come away pitching a shutout, and we talked about it all night last night. Mm-hmm. The guys in the pit for Blue Mountain were outstanding.
Yeah, I think Mike Farr, mm-hmm, you know, was pretty realistic in his pregame conversation with you, where he said, you know, our defense returns a lot of the players that made it work last year. He felt confident in his defense. He really did. He's high on that group. They hold Blue Mountain to 99 yards rushing, but he said the offense is going to have to catch up, and that's going to take some time. I mean, when you look at it, Schuylkill Haven usually 300, 400, 500 yards in rushing. Last night, mustered 48. Now, not a knock on the youth movement of Schuylkill Haven, but Blue Mountain's defense also stood in there last night and was able to control things kind of. They only allow the Hurricanes to a total of 126 yards.
Yeah, and Trent Creasy getting a start last night for Schuylkill-Haven. He didn't have the greatest night throwing the football, 5 for 13, about 78 yards. But he was on the run the entire night. The weight difference of those front lines, defensively and offensively, Blue Mountain certainly had the size. And when they came flying in there, man, and they caused all kinds of problems for Schuylkill-Haven when it came to that. It's tough. Schuylkill-Haven's quick, very athletic, but again, you can't teach size.
You know, we were pretty impressed with the junior for Schuylkill-Haven, running back Mason Reber. Tough kid.
Both sides of the ball. He was everywhere. I mean, when you look at his stats for last night, now, in any other time you're talking about people with hundreds of yards and so on, last night he did it all, not only carrying the ball, catching the football, and on defense he was a bear.
Indeed, he ended up with 58 yards on the ground, 42 yards receiving. And you said he played a heck of a defense last night, too. He was in on a lot of tackles for the Hurricanes. But, boy, that front line, Holland and Martin, they're tough customers to not only hold back defensively, but they don't allow many into the backfield either.
No, and they did not allow Schuylkill-Haven to get outside at all. Even Haven had some very quick backs. But I have to tell you, Bartholomew stepping out and these other guys – just did not allow anything to get outside. So when they forced things back inside, you were going up against those blocks of granite on that line for Blue Mountain.
And Jack Dean taking over. John talked about a 6 of 12 for 160. Was involved in all five scores last night for Blue Mountain.
Yeah, and what a ball does he throw. And once it's caught, Hensley and Bartholomew last night were just off to the races. They are incredibly quick, and their strides on the long play that Bartholomew pulled in, 73 yards, he outran just with his strides the defensive backfield, and that's a very good, quick defensive backfield for Schuylkill-Haven, but he did an incredible job after catching the
ball.
He
was taking one step for every three going down the sideline because he caught it maybe 4 yards off the line of scrimmage and ran for the rest.
That's correct. It wasn't a bomb, but it turned into a bomb.
Well, John, the Blue Mountain Eagles start off 1-0, a 35-0 win over Schuylkill-Haven. Let's go to hometown, Menomarion Stadium, Stan DeCosti Field. And guess who's back leading the Colts? Stan DeCosti. Mark Rosenberger and his upstart Olympians. Rosenberger a little more comfortable coming into this year, not because of thinking he has an overly veteran ball club, but because he has a veteran under center in Davier Calcano. And he was excited for this year, but it seems as if Jim Thorpe got off early defensively and then just ripped through the night.
Yeah, and look, Stan's back. That's a wonderful thing for Marion football. But in the words of somebody many years ago at a conference as I was at, said you want to have a great team, you got to know your X's and O's, but you got to also have horses. It's going to take time for Marion to get back. Who knows if they'll ever get back to where they were at some point. It's going to take time. It's going to take summers of working out, more kids coming out for the program, and Jim Thorpe. They're a proven quality. I mean, my good friend, Mark, has done an incredible job up there over the years. So, Marion will come back. They did have some troubles. They put it on the ground four times. They lost it all four times. That's a big deal, and they just could not get a rushing game going.
Indeed, John. 22 total yards rushing last night. 24 total yards in the ballgame for the Colts. Stan DeCosti has his work cut out for him this year, but the Red Swarm defense seems to be back up and running. And how about another Fickinger coming through the program? Mark Rosenberger has the same names coming through that program, I think, through his entire tenure. Last night it was Gavin Fickinger leading the charge. 5 carries, 84 yards. Scored a a touchdown of 3 yards after he ripped off a 60-yard run. Brandon Fossolino, a kid we saw last year and thought was going to be destined for greatness, he gets a couple touchdowns last night. Fisher catches a couple passes from Calcano for scores. And, boy, the Olympians seem to be picking up early here and really took it to the Colts last night.
Yeah, you mentioned the Red Swarm from last year. He has a lot of veterans on that defense. And you mentioned, and this is one thing about Mark Rosenberger, when he's in a game and he is a lead, a lot of kids get to play. And I think that pays off for them each and every year, and I thought it did last night, because those names that you just talked about, they got some good playing time last year, Chaz, and that makes a heck of a difference.
Well, John, welcome to the Schuylkill League for Pine Grove. However, they took on a Colonial League opponent when Williams Valley was unable to go. Notre Dame of Green Pond jumped on the opportunity, and they said they'd travel to Pine Grove. Well, this game was back and forth. Frank Gaffney's club showing up last night in a big way, although not on the winning side of things, but hanging with a team that has perennially played about 12 games a season on average.
Sure, and we've seen them play in playoffs and so on. I mean, that is a powerful football team from a very large area. I'm being tactful. But from a very large area. But, Chaz, after three quarters, 22-20, and I said it last night, we were talking about this game, and I said, Frank Gaffney at Pine Grove will take on anybody at this time. He is building a program, and when you look at throughout the area, they are the great programs. They're going to play those bigger teams, and it will help them in the long run as they go through the rest of their season.
Indeed. Matt Frauen last night returned for the Crusaders, a 1,000-yard rusher a season ago. And picked up where he left off. 22 carries, 145 yards on the night, and four, count them, four Notre Dame Green Pond touchdowns. So that's a big night for that individual. And then you take a look at Pine Grove. Pine Grove, their leading rusher is Robinson. Brody Robinson carrying 13 times for 89 yards. Josh Leininger carrying the ball for 48 yards last night. So, you know, some things happening there for the Cardinals where they're looking like they have a couple different options out of the backfield already.
Oh, sure. And Nye got a couple carries. We remember last year, I remember Aiden Nye had some incredible numbers for yardage as compared to carries. So they do have a solid team. And I have to tell you, one of our favorites from last year, Shea Morgan, had a real good game last night for those Cardinals. And, They're not going to surprise anybody, but they are going to beat some people.
Indeed, they are. Morgan, 5 receptions, 49 yards last night, and including a 93-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. So look out. The Cardinals, they may be 0-1 right now. We'll have them next week when they take on North Schuylkill. And we got that one last year in the district tournament. Is the first time those two schools met. They'll meet in a regular season game for the first time next Friday night in Fountain Springs.
Exciting. Two coaches who know what to do in building programs with Frank and Wally, and looking forward to getting up there to Fountain Springs next week, buddy.
Indeed. How about the Blue Raiders and Blue Devils meet in Shenandoah last night? And, well, Tamaqua was supposedly in a rebuilding year, but Logan Hess, Nate Kirby seem to be picking up some pieces here that are left over from Nate Boyle, and the Blue Raiders beat the Blue Devils 49-7 last night.
Yeah, when you look at that number, I mean, last year we talked about the balance of Tamaqua Day, passing and running the ball last night. Sam's kids didn't have to throw it. They only threw it 4 times last night, rushing 39 carries, 439 yards. And we saw Nate last year. He showed flashes of brilliance. He racks up 161 last night.
Yeah, Kirby, it's his turn. You know, he had to wait
up
behind a talented group, but he's a very physical runner, to say the least.
He sure is. And Sam Bonner's teams, we traveled with them last year so often. They bring a different level of physical to the game. I love watching them, and it doesn't matter which side of the ball they're on. They make you pay on every play physically.
Well, last night, Nate Wickersham takes over under center, and it's not his arm that's the highlight. He runs for 45 yards on two attempts. I mean, you know, now you have a quarterback that can get the job done with his feet. And it's going to be an interesting year to see how Tamaqua's rebuild actually may be reload. Their defense last night, John, holds Shenandoah Valley on 16 carries to minus 15 yards. The leading rusher for Shenandoah Valley, Brian Dunn, 7 carries, 4 yards. But Kosar, Owen Kosar, piloting the offense on 4 receptions on 15 attempts, garners 90 yards. Joey Vivasis, 3 receptions for 80 yards. So the Blue Devils looking up under first-year head coach Eddie Moran.
That's correct, and they can only go up. Let's be honest. Eddie has been honest about that. He wants to bring the program back up as far as winning is concerned. He's going to take some lumps, but you got to believe when you look at some of the other numbers that they're heading in the right direction.
Be interesting to see how that all shapes up. And while we talked about next Friday's matchup that we have on T-102, North Schuylkill last night travels the Mono area. Old Lion versus Young Lion. And you talked about Wally Hall picking up the 100th victory in his coaching tenure. Some of those wins came at Mono area with Mono area's new head coach Paul Babinski on the staff as an assistant. Well, last night the Old Lion got the better of the Young Lion. And Babinski in his debut falls to Wally Hall's Spartans 50-21.
Yeah, and we talk about returnees and different people under center at many programs. And boy, I'll tell you, Jake Hall came up huge last night for the Spartans. 18 for 27, 362 yards and 5 touchdowns. And you got a guy stepping up now, Walt Cavage, first-year senior, who had an incredible game catching the ball. 6 catches for 138, and Josh Schwansky, 3 for 135. And think about that from your passing game. 2 guys combined for 9 receptions, 273 yards and 5 touchdowns. So we always knew North Schuylkill coming in, very often a running team. Boy, they do it all right now because they also racked up 163 on the ground.
You know, the interesting thing, you take a look at the backfield for North Schuylkill, most of the kids probably who weren't dubbed the starters ended up leading the charge. When you take a look at this, the young Minalda, just a freshman last night, running and leading the Spartans in rushing. 4 carries for 51 yards. Halford, 10 carries for 49 yards. Josh Chwansky, 7 carries for 30. But you talked about his receiving numbers. Hall carried it 4 times for 15. Jackson Chwansky, another freshman, 1 for minus 1. Mono area led by McGroarty with 53 yards. And Ben Terry moving under center in the midline, 15 carries for 31. Ben Manley, 8 carries for 21 yards. North Schuylkill's defense holding a shifty midline attack to 114 yards on the ground. But the Golden Bears do throw for 66. It's something that hasn't been seen in Mackinac City for a long time. Is passing numbers that are pretty good for a week one ball game with a new quarterback and a new head coach.
Absolutely. And we saw that last night even in the Schuylkill-Haven game. It was a loss, but there are some things that were done so well by Haven that's going to help them down the line. It's that simple.
Well, John, let's talk about that game in St. Clair that was nip-tucked for a while. We were tied at 7, then Nativity takes a 14-7 lead after one quarter of football. The Tide make it a 14-13 ball game at the break. Then Pottsville scores again in the third quarter to take the lead, but Nativity stomps back. They get 7 more on the board, and then had the Nativity defense shut the Tide out in the fourth quarter last night while scoring 10 points. A late field goal with 25 seconds left from 25 yards out by Cody Miller stakes a 10-point Nativity win over the Crimson Tide, 31-21.
Absolutely. Greatest line in the paper today from a player was from Keegan Brennan, who had an incredible game last night. We'll talk to Pat about that. He said, it's surreal. And this is a surreal season Sure, Nativity never thought they were going to play Pottsville again. 1978 was the last time. It was surreal. Now, you take that one step farther. A lot of people were saying, oh, they're walking around holding their head. How could you make Nativity play Pottsville? If you talked to the Nativity kids or people in the know, let me tell you something. They were chomping at the bit for this opportunity. This was not a mismatch. And when you talk about rebuilding, I'll throw out some things here about a team that's trying to rebuild. Pottsville, 10 penalties, 79 yards. They put it on the ground three times. They lost one there. They only ended up 3 for 13 passing, two interceptions. I mean, these are all the marks of a team that's starting a whole slew of new players. But anybody who's walking around saying, I'm shocked. You didn't follow football to know what Nativity did last year and how Pat has built that program to this point, and the fact that Pottsville was rebuilding. But despite all that, I think they're still ringing the bell.
Oh, it was quite dented this morning from what I understand. But, I mean, you talk about those tied 10 penalties last night, one of which cost them 6 points.
Absolutely.
An interception return by Jay Snow that was called back for an illegal block. And, you know, Bobby Walczak, they tied have been building him up. He's their lone offensive returner, carried the ball 16 times for 135 yards. Snow, 15 carries for 88 yards. Pottsville ended up with more total yards last night than Nativity and still lost the game by 10, 283 on the ground, 56 through the air. But Nativity a little more balanced with their game plan. 142 yards on the ground, 150 yards through the air for a total of 292 yards in the ball game. So the balance of Nativity had the tide reeling a little bit where they only had two returning players to their defense, and that was Adam Stock and the aforementioned Bobby Walczak. So in the end, Nativity got an interception late to ice things up, and that's where it ends. And Nativity comes away with a huge program win.
That's correct. Miller had a heck of a game last night, 7 for 16, 161 yards, put a lot of pressure on the defensive backfield of the Crimson Tide. And it's a work in progress for Pottsville, and it is a train moving along right now for Pat Mason's kids.
Indeed. On the ground last night for the Green Wave, Jacob Huffman, 15 carries, 101 yards, and he takes over in the backfield for Nativity this year and seems to be giving things up. And we'll talk about Keegan Brennan, as Bill Tidmore was calling him, the Green Flash last night. John, 4 catches, all of which were touchdowns, for 143 yards receiving.
Very difficult to stop that kind of
what a
play.
Ratio.
And I mean, he had a tremendous year last year, and he just comes out of the gates this year as one of the premier receivers in the league.
Well, John, what do you say we take a timeout here this morning? Let our sponsors get a word in edgewise. We're going to come back and talk to Pat Mason this morning here on Sports Saturday on AM 1360, 106 FM, worldwide at WPPARadio.com. And don't forget the podcast. That's right. You can find it on Anchor, Google, Spotify, and all great retail outlets near you.
Fans, it's Ryan Harris, Super Bowl champion and Notre Dame alumni. I hope you will join Paul Burmeister, Jack Nolan, and myself this Saturday as Notre Dame football kicks off the season at home against the Duke Blue Devils. Coverage starts at 1:30 Eastern, and you can tune in right here, your home for Notre Dame football.
WPPA AM 1360 and WPPA 106 FM.
Does your bank come to mind when you think about the best things in your life? If not, consider a financial institution who has the experience in customer satisfaction. At CACL Financial, we've been voted the best bank in Schuylkill County for 6 years in a row. If you live, work, or worship in Schuylkill County, then CACL can help you with your financial needs. We have top quality products like free checking, lower fees, and better deposit rates than the competition. CACL Financial's goal is to deliver quality financial services to our members. Find out for yourself how it feels to work with a financial institution that's committed to helping you. Now, even more convenient with our newest location on the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway with easy in-and-out drive-through banking and a state-of-the-art ATM. CACL Financial, voted the best bank in Schuylkill County 6 years in a row in Pottsville and now on the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway. Trust CACL Financial, committed to your customer satisfaction.
Summer is here, and the folks at Gears Dairy are proud to introduce the newest member of their iced tea family, Raspberry Tea. The Schuylkill County's oldest full-service family-owned dairy along Tumblin Run Road. Gears Dairy Raspberry Iced Tea and Diet Decaf Raspberry are the perfect blends. Not too sweet, not too mellow. Perfectly refreshing. Summer's for sipping. On the porch or a day trip to the beach with the full line of Gears Iced Teas, including their newest flavor raspberry in half gallons and plastic pints. Sip on, Schuylkill County.
Welcome back to WPPA Sports Saturday. Don't forget Notre Dame football today, 1:30 airtime, 2:30 kickoff against Duke. Phillies baseball in Miami tonight comes your way here on WPPA, AM 1360, 106 FM. But now, John, we're joined by the guy that actually had to get up early to repair the bell in St. Clair because I think it has a crack as wide as the Liberty Bell at this point. Pat Mason, the head coach of Nativity's Green Wave, victorious last night, 31-21. Good morning, Pat, and welcome to Sports Saturday.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Pat. It's JP. Congratulations. You coached the Wave. We weren't there, but I would have loved to seen the splash that you did at the end of the game. This is an awesome, awesome accomplishment for your kids. But Chaz and I talked about it earlier. It shouldn't have been a total surprise to people who actually understand what's going on with your program and what Potts was going through this year with rebuilding.
Yeah, well, you know, it's amazing. I mean, I feel so great for everybody that's associated with the program. I mean, you know, we've come so far. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in year four right now. I mean, I don't think many people would have thought, you know, I think, yeah, maybe some people going into the game thought, you know, I think they can hang with them. I mean, obviously, some people like Chaz there said we'd win, which
yes,
I
did.
The only one. But, you know, just, I mean, you still have to put this into perspective. You know, you're playing the biggest enrollment school in the county against the smallest school in the mm-hmm. county, too. So, you know, I mean, Pottsville's Pottsville. You know, I knew they were going to be physical. You know, I thought we could hang with them, you know, and only had to be, you know, one game, one time, you know. And you know, our kids really rose up to the occasion. And, you know, I can't say enough about them. All week long, there was, like, no negativity. It wasn't any kid in the team like, oh, man, we're playing Pottsville. You know, it was, you know, we were focused. You know, the kids wanted this, and obviously they came out and they played like they wanted it.
Pat, you brought up a great line, and I was saying it all week long. The kids from Nativity were geared. The kids from Nativity were not walking around saying, I hope we can give them a game. They were ready. You had these kids, after this 4 years of building to this point, they were ready for this game.
Yeah, you know, I was telling my wife this morning, you know, you always tell kids, you know, things to try to, you know, sway their confidence and get them going. And, you know, like all week long, I said, you know, I said to Keegan, I said to Cody, I said, look, we'll score in the first play. I said, I know we're going to score in the first play. And, you know, and they knew the play, you know, we, you know, ace wide flex, you know, jet pass, man. We knew, you know, Keegan just creates separation, man. Mm-hmm. He can, you know, he just gets open. He's just so smart. You know, he's not the biggest kid. He's not the fastest kid, but he may be the smartest kid. You know, he knows. He reads DBs. You know, he does his film work, and he did it. You know, we scored in the first play, and I think once you, you know, you go out on a limb and tell your kids that, you know, and you're thinking, okay, if it doesn't happen, what happened? But they, then it happened. It's just mm-hmm. like, oh, man, you know, the confidence swings, and they knew they could hang with them then, you know, and it was a struggle. You know, it wasn't easy, obviously. You know, I mean, our kids had to grind it out, and we couldn't run the ball, and Potso was controlling the line of scrimmage, and you know, then we go back to our running game when we needed it, and you know, we were able to grind it out.
You know, Pat, it was a balanced offensive attack, but I gotta give credit. I mean, in talking to Ed and Bernie when they returned last night from the game, and we need to apologize for all of our technical difficulties we had getting it on the air. You know, we did the best that we could with what we had, and some of us were stuck elsewhere and really couldn't offer assistance. But the one thing that they told me was impressive last night by Nativity was your line play. They felt like your offense kept everybody off of Cody Miller last night, where your defensive line had Jay Snoll kind of running around looking for daylight. You know, that was the sticking point for a lot of people, that your line could not keep up with anybody else's, with Pottsville in particular, their line. Your line was going to struggle. And Bernie said to me, quote, "I can't get over it. Nativity stocky little linemen, they handled things last night."
Yeah, they did. They, you know, it's, I mean, those kids went. We went through a lot last year. I mean, last year we were rebuilding, and you know, our whole offensive line came back, and they're all underclassmen still. We have them all back next year. You know, Mike Downey's our O-line coach, and you know, he did a great job with the kids, and you know, Josh Muldowney and Kenny Miller, you know, on defense. I mean, you know, everybody. It was a team effort, man. These guys coached so hard, and you know, most of those guys work for nothing, you know, and they're there for those kids every day, and sacrificing for those kids, and they know it. I mean, it was just one of those nights, you know, when everything, you know, we thought was going to go our way. And I mean, I thought really, honestly, Pottsville was just going to line up in a power eye and just take it to us, you know, because if they did that, we were going to be in trouble. And just because, it's not because I don't believe in the kids and I don't think we could do it, but I mean, let's face it, you know, deeper than us, you know, they were a little bigger than us up front, and I just thought eventually it would wear us down. I mean, that's, you mean, you talk to, you know, all the coaches from the small schools that play the big schools, you know, you can do this 1 week, 2 weeks, you know, but grinding every week against a bigger school that's deeper than you, it, you know, it's tough. It takes a toll on you. I mean, we were banged up, and we lost T.J. Wagner at halftime, you know, and he's, you know, one of our best D-linemen, and he, you know, he brings a lot of heat. But, man, give it to, you know, Bennett McNamara came in, you know, and stepped it up. Grant Lapachinski came in. You know, we just had to start filling in. You know, we lost an offensive lineman first play. I think we only go six deep. We only have six linemen, you know. And, you know, I looked at a kid like Jay Cooper-Avage, who's our tight end. I said, look, man, you got to throw a 60 number on. He goes, whatever I got to do to win this game, I'm in. You know, so, you know, that's the kind of kids we got, and, you know, that's why we won.
You know, Pat, it's interesting you talk about rebuilding last year. It was more like trying to figure out where to put these kids on the field as they were coming up through the program, coming into the program. And it took you some time last year to figure that out. But it seems like mixing and matching everybody last year until you got them where you needed them paid off to open up this really crazy 2020 season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had everybody back, you know, and, you know, let's face it, you know, when you're forced to shut down until June, you know, that's huge because, you know, I went, when we started in June, you know, I ran my whole offense. You know, they know what we were running. The kids know the plays. You know, we didn't have to spend so much time on, you know, developing and this, we knew what we had. You know, obviously the biggest thing was, you know, trying to get these kids in shape. You know, I'm fortunate enough to have a, you know, a full-time guy who does my strength and conditioning, Chris Sanchez. You know, Greg Caperna helps with that too. And then the guys did a great job getting these kids, you know, ready to play. You know, and, you know, we were in shape. You know, our kids played four quarters of hard football last night, and not one kid was looking for a break because they weren't in shape.
You know, I'll tell you, the combination of Miller and Brennan, they were great. But I got to tell you, when you talk about sometimes a person coming up with big plays, it was Huffman last night, that big 49-yard run and then the interception. He had a great night running the football, but, you know, guys step up at certain times and can make a big difference in a ball game.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, it's like one of those things. I mean, I looked at Huffman last night and I said, you know, I need you big right here. You know, we need you here. You know, we need, because I didn't, obviously, you know, it's tied 21-21. You know, you don't want to score too fast, give him the ball back. You know, we needed a nice, you know, drive, you know, to grind it out a little bit. And, you know, Huff's tough, man. He's a physical kid and plays defense, plays both ways. You know, kid doesn't come off the field. And, you know, I'm sure he was gassed a little in the fourth quarter. And, you know, our play's 23 gut. You know, I always told him that. I said, listen, just trust it. You know, we may run that play 10 times, you know, and gain 10 yards. But on the 11th time, you know, he pops it and he breaks it. You know, and the kid's big, but he can take it to the house. And I don't think he stepped out of bounds there. I think he was in. I think he scored on that one. But, I mean, it ran some time off for us, though, you know, and it really – change the momentum of the game, because I don't think anybody really thought we could run the ball against them. And, you know, like I said, we got on his shoulders and he carried us.
You know, Pat, it's interesting. You use a little special teams to put some icing on this ball game. That's something a little bit new. Cody Miller taking over the kicking responsibilities and able to hammer a 25-yarder in the first week in a tough situation where everybody's coming. And that gave the old bell started to chime at that point.
Yeah, well, you know, Cody won a game for us as a freshman kicking, and he didn't kick last year because I wasn't comfortable because he was a QB, and I wanted to try to keep him off the field if I can. You know, but I said to him this year, you want to kick again? You know, can you do it? And he's like, absolutely. You know, he came in, and we have a lot of confidence in him. I'll kick a field goal if I can. I mean, what happened was we were trying to kick a field goal there to go up, 17-7 or what? I don't even remember what the score was at that point. But, you know, we lined up for a field goal, and we, you know, we have a fake in. And the problem was TJ's our center. You know, he's our long snapper. He gets hurt. So then Huffman's our backup, you know, and he probably only snapped the ball 10 times maybe since he was doing it for this year. And I just didn't feel comfortable that he could get the ball down. So I thought, you know what, this may be the time to try it. And obviously it blew up in my face and it didn't work. And then, you know, you go down, you know, our tight end goes out. So we're counting numbers and make sure that we have 11 on the field. And then Huffman's got to come up with a big snap. Julius Walborn, man, hey, gets the hold down. You know, little things you don't notice. That all obviously go into playing the game. You know, Steven Spolsky, you know, I think he caught a flat pass for like a 6-yard first down on our drive. You know, I mean, people don't see that stuff in the paper, but, you know, Steven played a tough game for us. I mean, you know, I can mention every kid on that team. I mean, they really played well last night.
Well, that's a great line, Pat, because unless you're at the game and you can only put so much in a newspaper article, sure. That's the truth. But those people who know the real essence of team sports, they see all those little things and they realize it. And I think it's great that you give them a shout out here on Saturday morning so that people know they were just as integral to that win as some of the guys who had the big numbers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, absolutely. You know, I mean, I'll tell you what, we had Jack Miller, too. You know, he steps up for us this year and he moved outside backer for us. You know, again, you know, we have 40 kids on our team, but, you know, we got a lot of young kids that, you know, just kind of aren't ready to play yet. So, like, we're, like, one deep at every position. So, you know, at one point last night, like I said, we were down to our only 5 offensive linemen that weren't – and we had a couple freshmen, and obviously I didn't think they were ready yet, you know. And, we were down. We didn't have any linebackers left, so we actually had to bring Huffman up in the box. He's usually our free. You know, we brought him up, and he played linebacker and obviously came up with that big interception. But, again, we moved Cody Miller to corner. You know, he bats a ball down there and Huffman intercepts it. You know, I mean, game changer. You know, I mean, just little plays like that you don't see in the paper. But, like, every single kid on that team, man, I couldn't be more proud of them.
Well, Pat, the schedule a little mixed up for week 2. You're going to bring Pequay Valley into St. Clair for week number 2, stepping up another AAA team. Have you had the opportunity yet to come back down a little to take a look at your opponent for next week?
You know, I haven't seen him. I mean, your coach sent me a film request this morning. We're getting our film downloaded now. I haven't seen him yet. You know, a kid I went to college with is actually a superintendent at that place. So, you know, I know a little bit about the school. And, you know, I mean, look, you know, we're just going to come week by week. You know, we're just blessed that we're getting a chance to play. Mm-hmm. You know, and like I said to the kids, you know, I mean, we just got to take it 1 week at a time. You never know what the future holds with this pandemic thing going on, and you know, we just take it day by day. But, you know, we're really going to enjoy our Saturday and Sunday this weekend, you know, and get back at it on Monday. You know, I mean, like I said, this program's come a long way, and I mean, I don't think anybody in the world would think, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, the nativity would be where we're at right now, and we're just going to keep moving forward.
Right. Not only that, a familiar schedule the rest of the way. So things really looking up on Lawton. So congratulations, man. And yes, thank you for making me look like a genius. I was laughed at on Touchdown Tips.
Right. Absolutely, man. Anytime I can help you out, let me know.
Well, remember who propelled you to a district champion when you were a young coach and I fired you up going into the locker room. I still hold that badge of honor.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot for having me on.
We'll see you during the season, buddy.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Pat.
You too.
All right, thank you. All right, bye.
Bye-bye. There you have it, JP. Pat Mason joining us this morning. A jubilant Coach Mason atop Lawton Hill this morning and taking a little bit of time for some celebratory arrangements here.
Absolutely.
Saturday and Sunday, and back to the grind on Monday. We're going to talk to another Victoria's head coach last night coming up around the corner. Wally Hall of the North Schuylkill Spartans will join us. We'll have the Spartans in Pine Grove area next Friday night on T102. We'll be back right after this on AM 1360, 106 FM, and around the world at WPPARadio.com.
WPPA AM 1360 and WPPA 106 FM is proud to bring you coverage of Fighting Irish football this season. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish are home on WPPA. Join us for all the action as Notre Dame kicks off the regular season on Saturday, September 12th, when they host the Duke Blue Devils. We'll be on the air 1 hour prior with the pregame show. Kickoff is set for 2:30. Notre Dame, Duke, the Fighting Irish are home on WPPA AM 1360 and WPPA 106 FM.
Does your bank come to mind when you think about the best things in your life? If not, consider a financial institution who has the experience in customer satisfaction. At CACL Financial, we've been voted the best bank in Schuylkill County for 6 years in a row. If you live, work, or worship in Schuylkill County, then CACL can help you with your financial needs. We have top quality products like free checking, lower fees, and better deposit rates than the competition. CACL Financial's goal is to deliver quality financial services to our members. Find out for yourself how it feels to work with a financial institution that's committed to helping you. Now, even more convenient with our newest location on the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway, with easy in-and-out drive-through banking and a state-of-the-art ATM. CACL Financial, voted the best bank in Schuylkill County 6 years in a row in Pottsville, and now on the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway. Trust CACL Financial, committed to your customer satisfaction.
Life is about motion, so orthopedic injuries are just a part of life. Phoenix Physical Therapy helps you rise to new heights after an injury by creating a program focused on you. With direct access, you can easily schedule an appointment at one of our convenient clinic locations in Pottsville, Orwicksburg, Frogville, Pine Grove, or Gratz. Your community selected Phoenix is the proud winner of the 2020 Republican Herald Reader's Choice Award. Your life should be pain-free, filled with activities that you love. With the help from Phoenix, you can recover, recharge, and rise. Visit PhoenixPhysicalTherapy.com. To schedule your physical therapy visit.
Welcome back to WPPA Sports Saturday. Don't forget Notre Dame football, 1:30 airtime, 2:30 kickoff against Duke. Phil's in Marlins tonight here on WPPA. But right now, let's head back to the phone lines and join a man who reached a milestone. 100 wins for Wally Hall in his coaching career last night, beating Monoy area. Some of the wins came in the Bears' den, Wally, but good morning and welcome to the program.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
You know, what's it feel like to get 100 wins?
Well, it feels no different. I mean, it's, you have to recognize definitely the people, that coached with me. Number one, individuals that hired me at the schools and first off gave me the opportunity to run a school, to run a football program in their school. And then all the coaches, you know, that surrounded me. I had a lot of great coaches. And then, you know, lastly, the players. Blessed to coach so many great players and so many great memories. And importantly, then my family.
You know, Wally, you talk about the coaches that you have coached with you. Last night it was an old lion, young lion type setup. Paul Babinski joined your staff at Monoy area, now takes over there as the head coach after a couple stops elsewhere. But, you know, now you're starting to form a coaching tree. Like, this is kind of scary.
Yeah, and it's a good thing. I surrounded with a lot of good coaches, a lot of great assistant coaches that, you know, became head football coaches and they're great coaches. So it was always, really important when their time came and they said, I'm going to take this opportunity to be a head coach like I did. And there was always somebody that helped me out. And that's what I try to do with those individuals is when they take that next step is try to help them out and get that job and get moving forward.
Yeah. And Wally, you use the word so often, I think it's what makes you so successful. It's the program. It's what you put into it. And last night, I thought that really paid off for you because some kids who got playing time last year, they might not have been starters, all of a sudden now have stepped up and just had outstanding games last night. And I thought you were like the guy who said, let me pull this rabbit out of my hat as tenor, while Cavage arrives on the scene and just does a great job.
Yeah, it's Tanner, first year player. He didn't play football. His last time he played was sixth grade.
Wow.
And he comes out, he wants to play football this year. He's an exceptional athlete, individual that is highly skilled and could run. And he's having a great time now.
You know, not only that, but last year you used the Josh Chawanski spot in the backfield, get some time at receiver. But last night, he and Jake are hooking up like it's nobody's business. And the passing numbers last night on what is perennial a running program were off the charts.
Right, and it goes down to personnel. So that's the important thing that we look at is our personnel year to year. Doing a lot of the same things that we have done. Monty Area gave us seven guys in the box, so a little tough to run the ball. So right away our thought is we get that seven guys in the box. We're going to throw the ball. And Josh coming out of the backfield is obviously very difficult to cover.
Well, Wally, we were down at Schuylkill Haven last night and watched Jack Dean get an opportunity as a full-time starter for Blue Mountain. Your young man from last night, Jake Hall, 18 for 27, 362 yards and 5 touchdowns in, as what Chaz said, usually going to the run more often, but you certainly took advantage of what you saw, and Jake's off to a great start.
Yeah, and it's he's off to a good start, and importantly, it's the personnel. It's what we have and the things we do, and you know, as we move forward, Jake gets a little bit more prep time, so that helps obviously. But you know, it's the surrounding players.
You know, it's interesting to take in this summer. His passing partner looked a little slow, so I'm interested to find out how he caught up to the speed of Chawanski, because his passing partner this summer, didn't he seemed like he was a little older.
Yeah.
I saw you catching passes. Anyway, your defense last night, back to the same old, same old. I mean, you've had a lot of players, big-name players, to replace this year. But I know you've been very keen about your line on both sides of the ball, and you also have the opportunity with depth to not have kids play two ways in the trenches.
Right, and that's importantly. I mean, that's where we start with the kids that are younger, getting those individuals to play one way. So we're really fortunate. You know, they learn a position, they get really good at that position, and that helps us a lot. So we have one-way offensive linemen, and our defensive front's also going one way.
Well, Wally, you had a big lead at halftime, and I read the article about how everybody decided to put in underclassmen and so on. But that's what makes your program work. It's not just saying, oh, I'm going to call off the dogs. It's, I'm going to get these kids ready so that if somebody does go down, we have somebody there who has playing time in varsity games to step in and take that. And I thought, looking at stats and so on, some of your kids really stepped up, those younger kids, in that second half, especially rushing the football.
Sure. That's a great thing. They get that experience. They get their opportunity to go in there in a varsity game. And, you know, what they do at practice is always a bonus, and then they carry that over to the game and get those opportunities, and they did a nice job.
You know, Wally, you have 100 wins under your belt now as a coach. You've coached for many years. What has it been like this year in trying to get ready for that week one? You never knew when it was going to happen. Then all of a sudden we have a schedule, and, you know, we're not going to do what we thought we were going to do, so you're prepping for the Colonial Cooperative. Then it's the Schuylkill League bubble. How did that all come together for you as a coach? And you know, did you lose any hair over it?
No. I could be really short with this and say it's been enjoyable, thankful, and we're grateful every day that we practice and every day that we get a scrimmage or a game. So we're very thankful that we're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And Wally, how good did you have to feel? You go out after all this time off, relatively new kids on the field, and the first play from scrimmage after a penalty, bingo, bango, you're on the scoreboard to start the season.
A lot of excitement. You know, excited for the kids, importantly the seniors. They get to get out in the field. So, you know, to score on the first play, you know, it's a great way to start the year for sure.
You know, Wally, coming up next week, an opponent that's new to the Schuylkill League this year, but also a team that you got the opportunity to play last year in the district playoffs. You have Frank Gaffney and Pine Grove coming in after they gave Notre Dame of Green Pond a pretty good fight last night. What do you look for in the Cardinals this year coming up next week?
A team playing with a lot of high expectations. So, you know, they're coached very well. They're definitely going to come in with a lot of excitement. It's a game where they left off last year and played well. So, of course, they're going to be excited to play. A lot of returners, so it's going to be a great game for sure.
Well, Wally, we will have that game on T-102 next Friday night. John will be calling you on Thursday. I'm trying to give him the heads up so he doesn't have to stay on the phone with us. That John will be calling you Thursday night for a pregame interview. If you can set some time aside, we'll text the time. How's that?
Sounds good.
We will not text the time. Chaz will text the time. That's his job. I'm the brain. He's the voice. He's going to take care of that.
Yeah, if you only knew how to work a cell phone. But, Wally, you know...
Our own one.
100 wins for you, your program off and running this year, a season in which I guess it kind of feels good, not only with the outbreak, but everything the program went through last year, to return to a little bit of normalcy, to have the guys together, to get that good feeling back a little bit, it has to be something special.
It's special. It's great to be back on the field.
And you used the word, and you used it so eloquently last year, and knowing you for as long as I have now, when you say family, you mean it, Wally. And I think that is the most important part, because it oozes out of your program. It does, and you should be very proud of that.
Thank you. I am.
Walter, get on with your Saturday. We want to thank you for taking time out to talk to us here this morning on short notice. It was late last night. I apologize. But
yeah, that's okay.
Thanks for joining us, buddy, and we'll catch up here shortly.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
See you Friday.
Well, John, there you have it. Wally Hall last night picking up his 100th win. And if you noticed, he really didn't want to talk much about his 100th win. Kind of short and sweet on that, but excited for his program to get rolling and the kids that are in it in 2020.
Yeah, he didn't talk much about his 100th birthday either, so I can understand that.
Be careful. We're around the same age, he and I, and... be careful.
You're showing it.
Be careful, brain. We're done. Program's over.
Hey, it's always great, though, to talk to these local coaches. And, again, the enthusiasm that comes out of them, their love for their kids. If you get a win, that's great. But I think Pat and Wall certainly go way past that in their dedication to the kids as family also.
Well, John, you'll be back with me here on Sports Saturday in 2 weeks. Check the calendar. Ed Benishunas will return next week. We got to thank our fine sponsors of the program, CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville, the new location along the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway, and also always open online at caclfcu.org. You won't find a better
fiduciary
relationship anywhere. Also, Gears Dairy, Schuylkill County's oldest full-service family-owned dairy along the Tumbling Run Road. Here in Pottsville, whole milk, the skim milk, the award-winning chocolate milk. Don't forget the fruit and iced tea drinks. And sip on Schuylkill County to the new raspberry and diet decaf raspberry from Gears Dairy. Also, Phoenix Physical Therapy joining the program this week.
And without Bob Dussel, I would not have the hips I have today. Got me through all my rehab. Great human being.
Boy, now he thinks he's Elvis Presley. Saturday Morning Oldies Show is coming up next here on AM 1360, 106 FM. Don't forget Notre Dame football for the first time at 1:30 this afternoon here on WPPA Pottsville.